Why, hello there, Mr. Patient. I hope the urologist treated you well. Come on, sit on the couch with me. I want to hear all about it. After all, it's important for me to know about this too. And yeah, I know the whole HIPAA thing, the right to medical privacy, yada, yada, yada. But it's important for me to know your test results. After all, we've been doing a lot of fun stuff lately. I know they did something. The nurse was cute, wasn't she? No, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Was it a guy? One time I had a male gynecologist, and it was so weird. He put up a privacy screen, and a nurse was just talking to me through the whole pelvic exam, and I swear, the whole reason she was there was to hand him tools and make it less weird for me. Nothing like someone handling your family jewels to take you out of the mood. I'm sorry. I talk too much. I guess I'm just excited because I know they did something. Something you're not telling me about. I can see it written all over your face. There's a little blush rising in your cheek. You can't hide from me, baby. Oh, you're pulling out the test results? Perfect. Good boy. I see they did a urine test, no abnormalities, good. Blood test, the numbers are looking perfect. Everything's checking out just fine. Standard doctor visit. So I see no reason to hide. Wait a minute. Sperm count? Oh. I see they did a sperm count and it looks like you're almost all out of swimmers. Why didn't you tell me this?
No.
Stop it! I don't want to hear any excuses. I planned for you to be infertile by now. And since you're not, I better take matters into my own hands. Sit up on the couch and pull down your pants now!
That's right, baby. Get those pants to your ankles and spread those legs for me. It's time we took some corrective measures. I'm just going to straddle you and force you to look up at me. See? I'm much nicer when you do as you're told. And I've been waiting all day to wrap my hand around these testicles of yours. Don't you like the way I feel, baby? Enjoy the love while it lasts. You get one kiss, just one, before things become painful. I love nothing more than to see you wince. I love hurting you, baby. And look, here's your doctor's report. Look at this. Look. Almost no swimmers left. And the more I squeeze and slap your balls, the less there are. They're dying by the thousands in there, even millions. Look at yourself. Look. Too helpless to stop it. I know you want a baby. You just can't help but crave for me to take every last bit of your manhood away from you. Yet you still yearn for my soft, tender hand to stroke and caress them, then gather them up and twist and squeeze until the tears well up in your eyes. No matter how much it hurts, you just can't help getting off to suffering, can you? You'll do anything to make me happy. And what do I give you in return? That's right. Nothing. I just take and take and take. Now, would a real man ever allow someone to do this? No? I don't think so. But we both know you're not a real man. Just seeing you like this, watching the pain flash across your face, and feeling your ball swell in my hands, turns me on so much. Pressing down on your hard cock feels so good. It makes me want to ride you all night long. But if you're barren, why bother? No point if there's no swimmers. So you'll be getting a hand job instead. Oh, that's what I like to feel. I love feeling how hard you are for me. If you were a real man, you'd be fucking me and filling me with your man seed. Every day, I'm taking more and more of your manhood away from you. But I know you. I know you won't ever stop me. Make a little noise for me, baby. I want to hear you beg and plead for me to slap those balls just one last time before you come. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Well, you've certainly made a bit of a mess, haven't you? Let me just wipe this up with your little medical report. It's basically trash anyway, so might as well use it to clean things up. I guess it's par for the course for you to make a mess. Seeing that you've made a mess of your life, basically letting yourself become infertile and all. You see, this is just the beginning. I intend to stay with you as long as I want. And I won't stop until each and every last little swimmer of yours is dead and gone.